what's the most popular of all the bluesy songs among the people tramping up and down the railroad in California?
Well, one of the most popular, Alan, was the one that they chose for the Grapes of Wrath picture. I'm going down that road feeling bad. That's got two or three names. A lot of people call it the Lonesome Road Blues. Others call it going down the road feeling bad. Anyway, in the picture, they sang it pretty classical. I don't know whether the Okies and the Hobos will recognize it or not, but then I'm not worried about that because I don't think that they'll be spending a quarter to get to see a bunch of grapes or stuff. There's no one to live that mean grapes wrath. But here's the old song. It was wrote by a colored slave that run off from his master and went back up north. He was a southern slave and he run up north and it's pretty cold up there. So he worked around up there a little bit and stayed in jails and everything and was treated like a dog. So he wrote this song, or got it started. I'm going down that road feeling bad. Yes, I'm going down that road feeling bad. I'm going down that road feeling bad, Lord, Lord.
Oh.
me a story that I'd like you to put on the record about the old man that you met in Oklahoma when you came back from California to Oklahoma the last time.
Oh, yeah. Well, I guess you know about the handbill situation, that where they handed out all the handbills through that country telling that there's good work, good pay in California, plenty of cotton needed picking, 800 people wanted, come on out, get them while they're hot. Well, they got about pretty near 300,000 out there. That was one successful advertising campaign. Anyway, a lot of people wonder how that same condition is today, if there's anything like that still taking place. Well, the latest trick that I found, and one of the worst, one of the stinkingest things that I've run onto, was down in Oklahoma about a month ago. I was high, I was hoboing it down the road, and I caught a ride on a truck. And I was sitting on the back of the truck with my feet hanging off, just a-going and a-blowing, right on down the road, skipping through the dew, and making about 50 miles an hour. All at once, the truck driver stopped, throwed on the brakes, and I looked back down the road there, and there's an old man. He was a little feller. He was about 5 feet, 5 or 6 inches tall, and he looked like he was about 55 or 60 years old. He had a big, heavy suitcase, great big pair of tough shoes on, and he needed about 7 shaves. And when that truck stopped, well, he jumped in there like a jackrabbit. He made about 3 hops, and he was in. Anyway, he had a big, heavy suitcase, and I helped him get that up in the back of the truck, and then I said, "Where are you going?" "Oh," he says, "I'm going up here to this next town." He said, "I've got to meet a feller up there on some business." I says, "Whereabouts you live?" "Oh, I live back down here now at this next town. It's called the Cornwall. That's where I live. But then I'm going to work. Been looking for a job now for about 10 years, and I finally found one." I says, "Whereabouts did you find the job?" "Oh," he says, "I'm going to California to do the work." "California? But I know a feller out there, he's a contractor," said. "I got acquainted with him last week, and take me out." I said, "What'd you say that man was?" He said, "A contractor." Well, we drove along, and I says, "A contractor, huh?" He says, "Yeah, the way he works, he goes to California, and he contracts several thousand acres of land, you know, orchards, and he guarantees that he'll furnish the men to pick the peaches and oranges and apricots and gather in all the stuff they grow, grapes and so forth. He says, I'll make about $5 a day out there." "I sure can use it, too. Gonna send it for my wife, too, quick so I can get in a few days in. She wants to see California and sunshine, figured out the ocean. She always wondered what the hell ocean was and what it looked like. So he's gonna write for her." And I said, "What part of California are you going to?" He said, "Well, I'm going to a town." He says, "I don't know just where it is, but it's a little town out there called Los Angeles." I said, "Who's going to take you out there?" "Oh," he said, "this contractor feller is going to take me." I said, "Sure enough. How come him to he's interested in you?" "Oh," he says, "I pay him $10 to land me in Los Angeles." And he said, "The 6 of us gonna ride with him this trip." And he said, $10 apiece. We're going into Los Angeles, and then he's gonna give us name and address of this here feller that's gonna pay us the $5 a day. Then we're gonna pick some fruit. Sure fine to have a job," he said. I said, "Well, friend, I don't want to discourage you none, but I said, I've just been out to California. I've slept under every important bridge there." And I said, "I just wanted you to know that I don't want to try to be a prophet or nothing, but I said, I'm going to tell you just exactly what you'll do when you get to California. I said, you'll go out to California. They'll give you this card with his name and address on it, and you'll go meet this here feller. You'll go out to his place. He'll say, damn, I never seen nothing like it before. That fruit's in awful shape. It ain't going to be worth nothing this year. I doubt if it's worth picking. The price they're paying. I think maybe I'll just let it rot. But, of course, if you boys want to pick it, just nicely haven't got no job or nothing to do, why, you can pitch in there and pick it if you want to. And when you pick and pack and carry and load 1 ton of peaches, why, I'll give you a dollar. And I says you're not going to see a $5 bill while you're in California. I don't care how long you stay there, unless you just go visiting somewhere and just for curiosity, a bank or somewhere, and just stand there and look. And he said, well, now, he said, I've heard that story. He said, you're not the first feller to tell it to me. But he says, nothing here for me. And he said, I've heard about the business out there, but he said, it's a chance, it's a promise. And he said, I'm anxious to work, and I'm going to take it.